My name is Malcolm Prince. I started with the Doughty Group in 1954 and was with them until 1980, so it was quite a long time, quite a lot of experience there.
And how did you come to work for Doughty originally?
I took a degree at Oxford University and then had to find a job. And contrary to the impression that's given these days, jobs were not 10 a penny in those days. Industry did not go out to attract university graduates. The main areas of employment for university graduates, in fact, were teaching and the civil service. For people who wanted to go in other directions, commerce, industry, really had to paddle your own canoe. Little by little, major industrial companies were setting up graduate training schemes to attract graduates and to capitalize on what they had to offer educationally and intellectually. But I'm going back to the early and mid 50s, these were relatively few and far between. I applied to a number of companies who ran graduate training schemes without success. Competition was pretty severe to get on them. Eventually I had to lower my sights and accept that I would have to take a more routine job. And applying locally, I contacted the Doughty Group and was offered the job of technical clerk at Doughty Fuel Systems, which I accepted, and that was the start of my employment.